Well, if you've just joined us in the last half an hour of our Mother's Day programme, we've been focusing on fashion and particularly showcasing local designers, because there's a growing groundswell of talent here. We've seen it coming through in Art Dubai and all the things that have been taking place lately. And indeed, there is a big event in April called Fashion Forward, where up to 18 now, I believe, Gong, of the local designers will be coming through with their designs. And Bong, I wanted to get back to this Fashion Forward event, because we're talking about it and saying it's in April, but can you give us the details of exactly when, so if people are interested or if they're a budding designer, how they can get involved?
Yes, if I may just correct one thing, we're actually representing the region, so we're actually getting regional designers, you know, from as far as Beirut down to Dubai. But just more details on Fashion Forward, very, very exciting. Let's begin with first when it's happening and where it's happening. It's going to be on the 26th till the 29th of April. And we've chosen my favorite venue in town, which is the Madinat Conference Center at the Madinat Jumeirah, where, you know, the film festival and Art Dubai takes place. And yes, well, a little bit more about it. It's Fashion Forward really is going to be the biggest platform for the region's best. We have 18 fashion shows throughout the 4 days. We also have a lot of talks and panel discussions. We're creating a very, very interesting program with support from the likes of Domus Academy from Milan, London College of Fashion, FIT New York, and a lot more other big surprises. Very, very interesting to keep everyone happy throughout the day. We have pop-up stores that will feature the best designers for jewelry and accessories. We have a lot of entertainment going on. There's a fashion gallery. Of course, there's loads of social events and parties. But if it's the event is by invitation only, so to make sure you get to any of those events, be sure to register onto our website. So we're launching a very strong drive to identify the fashion community. Please log on to www.fashionforward.ae and make sure to register. You can choose from a wide menu of shows and talks that you would wish to attend to. You know?
Yeah, so we'll put that up on the link as well after the interview, if people want to listen again, because somebody's just writing into me and they're just saying, you know, I'm a young ambitious designer starting off my career with little exposure and knowledge about the market. They're saying, how can Fashion Forward help them?
Well, first, you know, the angle that we've taken with Fashion Forward is that it's clearly developmental. We feel that there's a lot of learning, a lot of immersion that we need to take as a community and an industry. We're achieving that by having global expertise, by presenting inspirational stories, again, for the larger community to listen to and engage with and interact with. So they can she's definitely welcome to attend any of the talks and hopefully learn from it, you know. And I mean, obviously, it's seasonal. It's every 6 months. So we're going to expose our designers, not only on the catwalks, but hopefully over the seasons, we're going to give them the platform to talk and inspire a lot of the young ones that want to get into the industry.
Yeah, and it's interesting for Babek, because you are an established brand in the menswear. You're starting off with the ladies' wear as well. How are you finding events like this helping you?
I mean, to be honest, it's a big circle for us, because as Bong mentioned, London College of Fashion are going to be coming to do some talks, and I studied at London College of Fashion. Harman, my brother, went to St. Martin's, and Farhan, my other brother, went to Chelsea. So for us, it's just such a nice turnaround, you know, studying and then having them coming giving talks and then seeing them again. So it's a nice, for us, it's a good link to where we started, and it shows that hard work really does pay off.
And it's a nice fusion, isn't it, of local talent and, you know, when I say local, of the region.
Yes.
And, you know, the influences they have, but bringing in the international perspective in
Absolutely.
Terms of the training. And we're seeing that time and time again in many different industries, which is really best, the best of both worlds.
Sure. I mean, to be honest, I mean, fashion design is wonderful. Becoming a great fashion designer is obviously hard work, and it's a lot of skill and talent that sometimes doesn't come naturally. But honestly, it is, vast majority of it is understanding your client and understanding the business side of it. And I think these talks really do make designers and younger designers understand that the hard work that does go into it. Honestly, it would be wonderful if me and my brothers could just sit in a room and design and not give it, you know, not care about the business side of it, but 50% of it is the business side. It's understanding your clients, how to appreciate presenting your work to international buyers. So it's a lot of hard work.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly right. You know, you hit the nail on the head there, because, you know, they don't normally go hand in hand. When you think of wonderful dress designers, you don't think of somebody with a balance sheet and yes. and figuring out, you know, how they're going to make that business pay.
Well, that's where my mum comes in.
So you basically need a good partner, hopefully, yes. if you've got a wonderful mum like yourself to help you on the road. But it's true, isn't it? You know, I'm just thinking that, Bong, you know, you need that structure, as well as the structure and the hard work and the talent to become the designer, you need that support network as well, which you're providing, and hopefully those talks will too.
Yes, I mean, it's going to be give us a couple of weeks and we're actually going to announce a full program that's really going to wow the fashion community here. It's going to be interesting.
It's very exciting.
Okay, really well, exciting. I hope you let us know first. Now, I can't let you go, particularly Babek, without talking, because, of course, the World Cup's coming up. We're in the midst of so many fashion events here in Dubai with the polo and everything else. So everybody thinking about the World Cup taking place next weekend. In terms of fashion hints, you know, you cover both menswear and womenswear. What kind of colours and silhouettes are people looking at for this coming spring season?
I think every city has its own demographic of style and culture, and what I love about Dubai itself is that you get so many different kinds of people and so many different brands and so many different ideas that it creates this very, very unique sense of style, and it just speaks for itself. And I think the World Cup honestly does showcase all those unique looks. I mean, It's crazy. I mean, the colours you see, it's a lot of looks.
Yeah, and I think it's quite hard, isn't it? Because as you said, that there is so much choice. People, you know, it used to be very defined fashion, didn't yeah. it? You know, the hemline and the silhouette. But these days, you can literally wear anything.
I think you have to, it's wearing anything and understanding your body, understanding the way, I mean, clothes are not static. The beauty of fashion and dress is the movement of dress. So understanding your body and understanding the way it moves, you have to kind of adapt that to the way you dress. And that's one thing we do a lot at Gorkha Couture, is that we always take in consideration what our clientele wants, you know, what kind of figure they have, what kind of movements they have, and then applying those designs to our women.
Yeah.
And it always works out better when you're designing for a specific shape.
Yes.
So understand your body is the most important thing.
Yes, I think that's probably one of the classic mistakes, is particularly maybe even with younger ladies, is they want to wear what their friends are wearing, and we're all different. So, you know, you have to start developing your own sense of personal style quite early,
absolutely.
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, embrace that difference. I think the beauty of fashion is difference. I mean, everyone looks different. Everyone is beautiful. It sounds cliche, but I genuinely believe every woman is beautiful. So just dress for that beauty.
Yeah, and of course, we've got all those lovely mothers and fathers. I hate to keep missing them out, but it is Mother's Day. But and I know you provide fashion for men as well.
Yes.
with your brand. So if men are looking to get, let's not leave them out, if they're looking to get dressed up for the World Cup, what kind of outfits have you got on offer there?
I mean, this season for us, for the Emperor 1688, which is our men's brand, it's the first time we're actually doing a full ready-to-wear collection. I mean, before we were doing shirts and t-shirts, but now we'd have suits and trousers and shoes and accessories. But the main seasonal trends this year are razor cut tailoring, you know, getting really neat cut tailored shirts and tailored suits, really nice light cottons and light linens, you know, for Dubai, obviously, with the heat, it's essential to get those linens on. But just keeping it very simple and keeping it very sharp and well tailored to you.
And finishing up on mums, because I know you don't do it directly, but Eleanor was saying about, what about us mums to be, you know, we need something glamorous to wear as well. I mean, I guess you basically create outfits for people, so if that's what they want, you could create a beautiful dress for somebody who's expecting to.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, mums to be are mums to be for 9 months, so you can't go into 9 months of not of not looking good. So again, there's always a way of dressing around that, you know. I think accentuating it, really. There's nothing to hide. I think mums-to-be is a beautiful stage of being
of being a mum and being a woman. Well, thank you so much for sharing your expert advice and obviously looking forward to Fashion Forward. We've had in the studio with us today Bon Guerrero, CEO and Creative Director of Fashion Forward, and Babak Golkar from Golkar Couture, talking about the latest fashion trends ahead of the World Cup. And as always, thank you for joining us on the programme and joining in on the debate on the various topics that we've covered today. Of course, you can listen again on 1038.com.ae/lunchtime live. We will be having those podcasts up with all the details for the things taking place this weekend, which are many, including World Down Syndrome Day Walk. They will be providing their details up on the website as well if you'd like to help them out at the weekend to volunteer. Of course, it's World on the day we have people throughout Dubai creating loads of lots of different sporting events. We have the Gulf Gaelic Games and the Ultimate Sporting Weekend, and the Emirates Golf Club is 25, it's hard to believe, this year. And also the Dubai Marina Mall are running their third Marina Street Festival. So many things to take your mothers along to this weekend. We hope you enjoy your special day and look forward to catching up with you next week.